Good morning. I'll be taking a look in Isaiah chapter 53 in just a moment, so if you would like to follow along, I'll be reading from Isaiah 53. I'm a visual person, so I like to kind of read along as people go through the Bible. So Isaiah 53. I was reading an article the other day that in a book that the elders gave us that kind of helped us as we try to prepare for these things. And one of the articles was written by a friend of mine from the Church of Christ at Murphy Road. And a lot of you probably know him. His name is Nathan Quinn. And in that article, he was talking about the significance of memorials. And I would probably, I'm probably not going to do his article much justice this morning, but I'm going to try to give you some of the thoughts from that article. But if you've ever had an opportunity to go down towards I-45, up towards Dallas, you've probably seen that very huge statue of Sam Houston, a very large white statue. And I'm not much of a history person, but my guess is that the significance of that statue has to do with his contributions to maybe to coming out to this area and maybe starting the city of Houston. Why they put it out there towards Huntsville, I'm not sure. I'm sure somebody could probably enlighten me after this, but it's out there for some reason. And I think that there are a lot of memorials that we all recognize and that we celebrate. One of them being Memorial Day, and it's a day that we all that the nation takes off, and we recognize all the people that have lost their lives giving to the freedom of this country. And I think it's a day that's very significant to individuals that have lost somebody recently, a father or a son or a mother. And the problem, I think, with memorials is that as with time, we begin to lose the significance of those things. For somebody that has lost their father or their husband recently, that day is a very special day, and it reminds them of that person and the sacrifice that they've given. But as time goes on, that father turns into, oh, well, my grandfather died, or my great-grandfather died. And eventually, it becomes, somebody in my family fought in the war, and they lost their lives. And so the significance of that day is lost. And so I think the reason that we come here every first day of the week is important, because it reminds us of the significance that Christ died for us on the cross. gives us an opportunity to hear words from the book, to hear sermons, to hear talks like this that remind us of why we became baptized, of why we want to become children of God, to remind us of why we try to engulf ourselves in the Word and to try to be around each other so that we can be edified by each other, because there's a lot of things out there that can bring us down because we've all fallen short. And so as we prepare to take of this memorial, I'm going to read Isaiah 53. I'm not going to say anything afterwards, because I think a lot of it in here is very... It reminds us of a lot of things. I mean, we've all studied Isaiah through Daniel's class the last 6 months, and I'm sure most of us have read this, but, as we read these things, it's going to remind you of things that I can't, express up here, because I don't know your story. I don't know what you've been through, and so I'd like to just kind of read through it, and then we'll partake. So let's read Isaiah 53. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or commonness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hide, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded from our transgressions. He was bruised from our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generations? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of many people he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercessions for the transgressors.